Yep.
Georgie, how'd you guys, you know, maintain things offensively against them with their pressure? You know, how were you guys able to hold on to the ball tonight?
I mean, we prepared a lot like this week, and we had sureness, and like we knew that they tried to speed us up, and we just didn't let that happen, you know, and we just kept doing what we do, and that's how we control our tempo of the game.
How good was your defense tonight against them with their 3-point shooting particularly?
I would say I was really good on the defensive end, and I didn't want to let the number four Chambers, like he's a really good shooter. I didn't want to let him get wide open shots, so just pressure the ball a little bit, and I did a few defensive mistakes, but I mean we're just gonna fix that during practice this week.
What's the experience been like in the CIT after, you know, getting eliminated in the first round of the Big South? Coach said it was good to have you guys in a one-and-done situation again.
I mean, that's prepared for next year too, but I mean, we just want to win every game, and we don't want to end the season with a loss, you know, and that's how, I'm really glad that we had the chance to play in the postseason, and just, if we can't finish the season with a W, we're just gonna do it.
What did you guys do when you saw their press to make sure you were sure with it and not, you know, get rushed?
We just being patient on that part of the game. We knew that they're gonna pressure the ball, and they're gonna when they're down by 10 points, 12, they were trying to speed us up, and we had shortness, like I said.
And how key was that when you had the sureness to not to, you know, let the tempo be the same on the defensive end by not allowing them to get those easy baskets off steals in the backcourt and really force them to play a half court game?
Yeah, we just made it play our game, not their game. You know, their game is always running on, and pretty much all of their points are on fast break. And we just when we had sureness, we attack the paint, touch the paint, and kick us out. And we had shooters like John Dawson, who was hot in the first half, and Kimmerer started hitting them the second half. So, and Lavelle too. So,
seemed like you and Lavelle were able to get into the paint and at the rim quite frequently. Is that something you guys saw on tape that you thought you might be able to attack them off the dribble?
I mean, when there's a matchup or something like that, the paint is wide open in the middle. So when that happened, we moved the ball too. So when we keep the ball moving, we can attack the seam and get the shooters in, or just finish around the rim.
Thanks, George.